This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Tuesday night's severe weather knocked out power to more than 3,000 customers in and around Keokuk. Roughly 20 hours later, only a couple dozen remain in the dark as cleanup gets underway. The most notable damage was in the 1300 block of Main Street. A vacant building lost its front wall and its metal roof, while several windows were shattered in a gas station across the street. A few blocks to the north, a car wash sustained serious damage as well. City Administrator Cole O'Donnell says he also received reports of a few damaged homes, some uprooted trees, and a lot of fallen branches. Keokuk experienced similar storm damage about 6 weeks ago, and O'Donnell says the city was still collecting debris from it. He says the process of collecting debris from the latest storm might be delayed because city crews have to complete several projects before the weather turns.
For the next couple weeks, we're going to concentrate on what the street crews have to do in order to complete some projects. And then we'll evaluate the situation, and we might possibly have a collection again at the end of September.
O'Donnell says residents who have the resources and ability to remove the debris from their properties themselves are encouraged to do so. Lee County Emergency Management Coordinator Steve Serena says the rest of the county experienced power outages and downed trees and limbs, with Keokuk seeing the bulk of the damage. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.